At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some sprinkles in Atlantic, and it's currently 66 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Well, the flash flood watch that was in effect until 7 a.m. for Cass and area counties has been allowed to expire. The weather forecast is calling for cloudy skies today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms through about 3 p.m. and temperatures falling into the upper 50s later this morning. 2.18 inches of rainfall here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours. In the news this morning, one person was killed during a single vehicle accident early this morning in the 1700 block of North 16th Street in Council Bluffs. Police say 72-year-old Willie Donald of Council Bluffs died at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Authorities say Donald was traveling south in the northbound lanes of North 16th Street at around 12:40 a.m. when his vehicle entered a construction zone and collided with a heavy construction vehicle. The accident remains under investigation. Well, severe thunderstorms that fired up Sunday afternoon in south central Nebraska took 3 hours to move into the Omaha metro area and then cross the river into Iowa. But during that time frame, they brought several tornadoes, hail, and heavy rain and left thousands without power in the Omaha metro area. Homes and businesses were damaged in at least four Nebraska towns. The storms also left nearly 17,000 Nebraska utility customers without electricity Sunday evening. By the time the initial storms reached Omaha, they'd still produce winds over 70 miles per hour with heavy rain and radar indicated, but no official sightings of tornadoes. The storms crossed into western Iowa by 7 p.m., resulting in the first warnings for severe weather. The last warning for Adair County was a flash flood warning that was issued at 12:30 this morning. As the storms moved east and northeast during the night, they caused a substantial amount of damage in Guthrie and Dallas counties. Buildings were damaged by a storm that roared through the Lake Panorama area near Panora in Guthrie County. Officials say at least 8 condominiums at the lake were damaged Sunday night, but there were no injuries reported. One man who took shelter in a condominium bathroom was found unharmed. The National Weather Service says a preliminary storm damage survey will take place in Guthrie and Dallas counties today to determine if the extent of the wind damage in the area and whether or not it was caused by a tornado. If it's determined a tornado resulted in the damage, the twister will be given a rating based on the enhanced Fujita scale. Also from last night's storms in Atlantic, there was reported some street flooding, and that occurred at around 10:30 p.m. or so. Also, there was baseball-sized hail reported in Fremont County, 2 miles west of Thurman. That same vicinity, within just a few minutes, the hail went from the size of quarters to golf ball to baseball-sized. And again, that street flooding was reported in Atlantic around 9:30 last night. There was also a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust recorded just west of Marnie just before 9 p.m. Elsewhere, from news from over the weekend, 3 people were critically injured and a 5-month-old girl died during a house fire Saturday night in Council Bluffs. According to the Council Bluffs Police Department spokesman Sergeant Dave Dawson, firefighters and police were called to 747 Mill Street just before 8 p.m. Saturday for the working house fire. The fire had originally been called in by 2 neighbors who also had attempted to get the victims out of the home but were unsuccessful. Firefighters entered the home and found 4 bodies inside. 6-month-old Macy J. Colburn Lorette was found dead in the living room. The remaining victims, identified as 3-year-old Jared Lorette, 30-year-old Jeremiah Lorette, and 70-year-old Therese Lorette, all of Council Bluffs, were found in various rooms inside the house. The 2 adults and child were initially transported to a hospital in Omaha for treatment. They were later transferred to a Lincoln, Nebraska burn center, where they were last reported to be in critical condition. The incident remains under investigation. In our funeral announcements, Douglas Doug Brian Miller, age 37, of Cumberland and formerly of Council Bluffs, died May the 5th. Funeral services for Doug Miller will be today at 11 a.m. at the Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Joseph Bud Frederick Shute, age 92, of Wahoo, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died Thursday. Services for Bud Shute will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Ione Johnston, age 82, of Stewart, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ione Johnston will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Stephen Lynn, age 50, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Lynn will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jessica Tyndall Olson, age 30, of Bridgewater, died Friday in Melrose, Iowa. A visitation for Jessica Tyndall Olson will be Tuesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with the family present at that time. Bonita Betts, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bonita Betts will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Larry Warrior, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Memorial services for Larry Warrior will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Bertha Johnson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Bertha Johnson will be held this Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Helen Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be held May the 19th at 1 p.m. in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.